This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quinn and Chris, joined by Michael Lee, The Athletic. He covers the NBA, and we're getting down to that time of year now where if we haven't been paying attention to the NBA, we start paying attention again because the playoffs are coming up. And, Michael, you know, it's interesting this year because I think there's more controversy as to who's going to be the MVP in the NBA this year as opposed to who's going to win the championship in the NBA this year. I think most people think the Warriors will probably win, but nobody knows who's going to be MVP. What do you think?
Nobody knows. I think I know. I think most NBA writers know. It's going to be Giannis.
Yeah?
I don't even think it's anything that's really hard to overthink. When you have a guy that's going to wind up leading his team to the best record, and he's going to have a season that's only been done by maybe three or four people in the history of the game, you know, best player, best team, we can just make it very simple. You know, and it's a full season award. You know, Milwaukee never had any drop-off. They've been consistently on top, you know, from the jump. And you look at the defensive numbers, you look at just all the analytics. I'm not taking anything away from James Harden's season. He's had a phenomenal individual season. He's done a lot to carry Houston, you know, up from the bottom of the West all the way up to possibly capturing the number two seed now, which is what they seem to be going after. But, you know, it's a full season award. And for the last 5-6 months, Giannis has been the best player on the best team. James has had, you know, a phenomenal, just an incredible season. But it's a full season award.
Yeah.
It's not just the best 3 month stretch. And that's why I don't think it's really that much, that hard to pick.
Michael, this year is very interesting because it seems like there's going to be a couple of awards that come down to the wire here. Although you say Giannis is the clear cut favorite in the MVP race. What about the rookie of the year race? Because Doncic got off to like one of those starts where people kind of seem to stop paying attention to the rookie year of the year, and all of a sudden, Trae Young has just been coming on. He has continued to finish this season pretty strong. Where do you sit at on the rookie of the year award?
I kind of use the same argument where, you know, it's a full season award, and there's been no decline or drop off in his production.
Who's that? Doncic?
Doncic, yeah. I mean, yeah. Trae Young had a rough patch. You know, he had 2 months where he really struggled, and people were wondering, wow, the Hawks really got screwed on that trade. I can't believe they made that deal. And there are a lot of questions about whether they made the right move. I don't think there's ever been one day where people sat around saying, did Dallas make the right pick?
Yeah,
and I
true.
Think that goes to the fact that he came in from the jump, and he's been producing, you know, before they got decimated by injuries and then trades and other things that sort of knocked them off course. They look like they're going to be in contention for, you know, at least a playoff spot early on this year. Now, the reason why they have fallen off isn't necessarily their fault, isn't necessarily his fault. It's more just the way the dynamics of the team. But I think over the course of the year, he's been the most consistent guy. When you look at Trae Young, he's been phenomenal the last 2 months of the season. Since the All-Star break, there's no question that he's been the best rookie since February 1st. But the season started on October 15th, so I love Trae. I love what he's doing. I love what the Hawks are doing. I love the direction they're headed. I think that Trae could be the foundation for really making that place relevant. I lived in Atlanta. I covered the Hawks. That's where my whole career covering the league started. So I watched them closely, and I've been paying attention closely. And I wrote in January while everybody was anointing Luka that they need to look out for Trae because he's coming.
Right.
And I feel good to say that he's here now, and people are recognizing it. But, again, he had to kind of take his lumps and then figure it out. And Luka came in right away, had it figured out.
Michael Lee joining us from The Athletic, talking some NBA on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. All right, Michael, so the awards, they're pretty clear cut. Maybe I'm wrong. Is the
except for Coach of the Year, I have no idea.
There's oh, really? That candidates. One that one you think is up in the air? Because I think Budenholzer would have a clear inside track at that one.
I would say that if Nate McMillan wasn't able to have Indiana, you know, and fight for a top four seed without Victor Oladipo. I'd say if Doc Rivers didn't have the Clippers in the playoffs, despite the fact that they've traded their best player in each of the last two seasons, and they're still right there when I don't think many people expected them to be. I could say that if, you know, you just kind of go down the list, there have been some real solid campaigns where Popovich, you know, got the Spurs, you know, doing what they do all the time, but without Ginobili, without, you know, Parker, without all the names that we're used to doing it with. You know, so I don't know. There's probably at least four or five coaches, right? Budenholzer has led his team and really stabilized that roster that had so much talent but just no system or direction. So he's probably going to wind up winning it, but you can make an argument. Michael Malone, I'm sorry. How could I even forget him in Denver?
Yeah.
That he's done in the Western Conference and turning that team around that, you know, came one game from missing out on the playoffs last year and now fighting the Golden State Warriors for the number one seed. You can't discredit him at all. So it's going to be a tough choice, for real.
Mike, full disclosure, man, I'm a huge Laker fan, so I asked this question with my own intentions involved.
And don't worry about the answer here. He's wearing a Laker shirt as he asks this.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he didn't put it away.
No, he doesn't do that.
I'm a true fan, but is everything as gloomy as a lot of the pundits out there are making it look moving into this free agency?
Yes, it is, and I think the reason why is not like just because LeBron is, you know, coming off injury and guys are banged up and guys are still wondering if they're even going to be around next season. One is that they've kind of changed course while trying to stay committed to doing a different plan, and if that doesn't make sense, it's like they decided that they needed to get stars. They decided that they needed to go after the top free agents or make trades for the best available players without really trying to do a true rebuild with the youth. But the youth are still there.
Right.
And so they realize now that they aren't necessarily wanted. So the full investment has been made in what's there. And I think a lot of times, even if you're in a relationship, you got googly eyes for every woman that walks by. The girl you with is on the leave because she's going to be fed up with the fact that you're not giving her the love and affection that she needs. And that's what happened with the Lakers this year. And I think until they really just sit down and stay true to what they have, or just go all in and just dump all these young players who they don't want because they want to build around LeBron, they're going to be kind of stuck in that no man's land, and it's going to be tough for them to really be taken seriously because it all starts with Jeannie and like what she's going to be truly committed to. But if it's the youth movement, then stick with the youth. But if you got LeBron, then you need to go ahead and try to find as many stars as you can. Otherwise, you're going to alienate what you got.
Two questions. One's a follow-up. Is that a fixable situation? And secondly, is there any truth to the fact that there are other GMs out there that may not want to deal with Rob Pelinka, who's a former agent?
You know, I definitely, that is something that made the rounds. It's definitely a topic of discussion among, you know, journalists and executives that, you know, Rob didn't make a lot of friends as an agent. And he's a novice to this. Mm. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Lakers are in the position they're in is because they hired Magic Johnson, who's never done it. But then underneath them, they hired Rob Pelinka, who's never done this. So they're making a lot of rookie mistakes. And that's been one of the reasons why they haven't, you know, made really good decisions. I mean, to me, I think the worst decision they made all year wasn't just salivating over Anthony Davis. It was trading this kid Zubac for Mike Muscala. That was just a really short-sighted deal. It wasn't made sincerely, and they're going to pay the price. I think he's over there helping the crosstown team make it to the playoffs when he could have been yours. And I think moves like that, those are things that come back to bite you. And I think the Lakers would have been better suited if you're going to hire Magic Johnson to at least have the next man underneath him be an executive who has experience, who's been able to work the room with agents and other executives and kind of knows what he's doing. And I'm not saying Rob won't ever figure it out, but it should be expected that he's going to have some really tough growing pains in the initial stages and trying to learn exactly what it is he's doing.
Michael Lee from The Athletic, great stuff, insight on the NBA. All right, full disclosure, my favorite team is the Chicago Bulls, and I have absolutely nothing to ask you about them.
I don't even believe they deserve a question, do they? No, I actually like what the Bulls are doing.
I
like what they're doing, and I think that next year they're going to be a team that you're going to have to take a look out for. You got to look at the injuries that they've had and the fact that they're going to add another high lottery pick this year. They're basically going to add two lottery picks next year because they didn't get a chance to really see the best of Wendell Carter. And I'm high on Wendell Carter. He's just a really great defensive big man. He comes into the league right away and he brings it on that end. I love that. And so you add that with whoever they get in the lottery, if they get a Ja Morant or RJ Barrett or somebody to kind of fulfill their need of point guard. And I think they're going to be a fun team. I like the direction of the Bulls more than I like the direction of the Lakers.
Aha, Tony. All right, real quick before we let you go, Michael, you pick the Warriors or you pick somebody else to win the NBA title?
I am sticking with the Warriors, man.
Okay.
That's not even too hard to think. I mean, I think hard about that one. I think when they're engaged and enraged, I don't think anybody can hang with them. I mean, Houston is starting to come around, and they've beaten them, I think, three times. But I think if they want to get it in the seven-game series, they can get it. Because it's going to be hard to beat them four times. They proved that last year. And I don't think there's any team that's out there now that's as good as Houston was last year that can really give them a run.
Great stuff, Michael. Really enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to catching up with you hopefully around playoff time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
out
Mike.
Here.
Anytime, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff. Michael Lee right there from The Athletic on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can earn 2.5% APY on a 16-month certificate from SDCCU. Visit any of their 43 branch locations and open your account today. Details at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.